A League of Women Voters program aimed at increasing the number of females in New Jersey politics was just derailed after complaints were raised by a woman recently elected to local office. There is irony here to be sure, but the sudden cancellation last week of the League's Running and Winning program at Mountain Lakes High School disappointed students and has prompted hard feelings in what historically has been one of Morris County's most affluent and attractive communities. Much of the ire has been directed at new councilwoman Audra Lane, who looked into the program after she was asked to be a participant and became concerned it would be open to only female students. She also had issues with student supervision and how much the program would tax school resources, but it seems clear gender equality was the overriding problem. This can be a ticklish issue for the League, which was formed essentially to facilitate more women involvement in politics. Or as part of its mission statement puts it, we believe in the power of women to create a more perfect democracy. To that end, the Running and Winning program offers female high school students a chance to take part in a workshop with women elected officials and leaders. The keynote speaker would have been the local congresswoman, Democrat Mickey Sherrill, but the League said the 14 officials invited were equally divided between those on the right and those on the left. Organizers tried to solve the initial problem by opening the program to male students, many of whom signed up to take part. But there were also concerns about the invited guests, all women. Frank Sanchez, the high school principal, said at Monday's school board meeting that he invited two local male politicos, State Assemblyman Anthony M. Bucco, whose 25th district includes Mountain Lakes, and Stephen Shaw, a borough resident and Morris County freeholder. But there were problems. For one, the two Republicans would upset the political balance. The League said the men would be able to observe, not participate in the workshop. There was also a problem with Bucco, who is running for re-election this year, which the League said would have been a no-no. It was pointed out by a man in the audience that one of the invited guests, freeholder Heather Darling, is running for surrogate this year. The League said Darling was invited prior to announcing her surrogate candidacy. The school board also was dealing with a legal opinion from its attorney that warned of possible litigation if the program went off. Attorney Stephen Fogarty said state law mandates that all career programs in a public school be open to all students regardless of gender. Rumors on social media and elsewhere claim Lane hired a lawyer who threatened to sue the district. Lane says that's simply not true. She says she talked to an attorney to protect herself, but has not hired one. But here's a question that was on some people's minds Monday night. Is the Running and Winning program truly a career-oriented thing? Should it be compared to programs that talk to kids about exploring, say, engineering, marketing, or, God forbid, journalism? The feeling here is that involvement in politics is distinct from one's career or real job, at least in the beginning. Nonetheless, the school district canceled the program last Thursday, the day before it was to take place. At Monday's meeting, many speakers criticized the board and Lane. One critic said the board's action was abrupt and ill-conceived. Another critic said Lane was a partisan politician who blew up a very worthwhile initiative. Just about all the students who spoke said they had been looking forward to the program and that they were now disappointed. Some said they wanted to meet Sherrill, who seems to be emerging as the state's new political star. Sherrill's office didn't comment on the program's cancellation. A prevailing view among some speakers was that the League program helps young women enter a field that through tradition, practice and outright discrimination has been male-dominated. Lane was at the meeting, but did not speak. Those speaking in her favor said she was being unfairly maligned, especially on social media, and that she should not be faulted for raising genuine concerns. In a conversation on Tuesday, Lane, a Republican who was elected to the council last fall, acknowledged some of the nastiness coming her way, but said she had no regrets raising an issue that was about equality, resources and student safety. Any long-time observer of politics can't ignore some obvious facts. Notwithstanding the League of Women Voters' bipartisan proclamation, many Republicans see the group as leaning left. Was that a factor here? Perhaps. Politics in Mountain Lakes also seems to be changing, which some may find unsettling. Once solidly Republican, the council is now controlled by Democrats. In the 2018 race for Congress, Cheryl beat Republican Jay Weber here by more than 400 votes. The latest trend is not surprising. So much political data these days suggests that President Trump and Republicans in general have trouble with college-educated voters, which, of course, describes Mountain Lakes. What happens now to the league's running and winning program? Clearly, any litigation or possible litigation could threaten the program throughout the nation. In Mountain Lakes, there was talk of staging it next year. Some even urged the board to explore holding it before school ends in June and moving it off campus, thereby avoiding the legal quandary of having the event in a public school. In a statement about the brouhaha at the start of the meeting, board president Rich Mancuso said simply, "We all must do better." Just as an interesting, if not ironic, aside. Depending on the outcome of the June Republican primary, three of the four District 25 Assembly candidates this year may be women. There's some progress for you,